One of the main purposes of the UDRP is to provide a quick, cheap, and easy means to adjudicate domain name disputes between trademark holders and bad faith registrants of domain names, where litigation of a domain name dispute in court can be protracted and in some cases prohibitively expensive. Resolution of disputes under the UDRP takes only 45 days and can cost as little as $750. Further, by providing a uniform set of guidelines, the UDRP mitigates the jurisdictional and jurisprudential problems that may accompany international prosecution of a complaint. With advice for quickness and ease of use, the UDRP procedures for filing and responding to a complaint are accordingly streamlined and straightforward. Moreover, the legal counsel may be helpful, in particular with respect to the substantive intellectual property rights at stake. The procedure for filing a complaint and response were designed so that they may be used without legal assistance. What follows is a step-by-step guide to preparing a complaint and response. The goal of this section is to provide the practitioner, or the pro se filer, with a general feel for the filing procedure. Please note that in addition to the general UDRP rules governing the filing and administration of a complaint, each of the three ICANN-approved providers has its own supplemental rules, all of which include strict page limits and payment schedules. Before filing a complaint, the complainant should consult with the chosen provider's supplemental rule to be certain that the complaint is in full compliance. Failure to comply with either the general UDRP rules or the provider's supplemental rules may result in a dismissal of the complaint under Rules 4A and B. Let's take a look at the timeline for a general UDRP proceeding. Day 0, the complainant files a complaint with the provider of his choice and sends a copy to the respondent at the address shown in the registrar's WHOIS database. At this point, the provider reviews the complaint for compliance with the UDRP rules and the provider's own supplemental rules. If the complaint is in compliance, the proceeding continues. If the complaint is deficient, the complainant has 5 days to remedy the deficiencies if the complaint will be deemed withdrawn. Day 3. By this time, the provider must send a copy of the complaint to the registrar of the domain name in question and an official copy to the respondent, at which point the proceeding has officially begun. Day 23. Within 20 calendar days of the formal commencement of the administrative proceeding, the respondent must respond specifically to the allegations in the complaint and offer any basis for the retention of the domain name. The respondent will be deemed to have defaulted if no response is filed within the 20-day window. Day 28. After the receipt of the respondent's response to the complaint, the provider has 5 days to appoint a panel. Day 42. The decision will be rendered within 14 days of the panel's appointment. Day 45. The panel has 3 days to notify the parties of its decision. 10 business days later, unless the adversely affected domain name holder has filed suit in the court of mutual jurisdiction by this date, the registrar will implement the decision of the panel, canceling or transferring the domain name according to the remedy sought in the complaint. Follows is a step-by-step guide to filing a complaint. Step 1. Submit the complaint in hard copy and accept to the extent not available for attachments by email, requesting that the complaint be submitted for a decision in accordance with the UDRP. Step 2.